With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
His hand's bobbing, ain't it, Gary?
Oh, he's bobbing.
He's bobbing, ain't it? Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you on the Odyssey app. Mr. Crenshaw, a little present for you from me. Sports.
I love the way you laid out for that. I love the way you laid out for that. Right?
I told you I know what I'm doing.
Yeah. Nice. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving. That was a little further for you. No. You got to see, this is.
What's wrong?
No, I'm bopping. Okay. Shoulders are going up and down right now, and I knew to just back up during that little segue. It's a beautiful Thanksgiving morning. And I say beautiful because those of you just with us this morning, whether you're working or you're getting the grill ready or putting all the ingredients out there in the kitchen, wherever you're doing your cooking, maybe you're making breakfast. By the way, did you get breakfast first, a big Thanksgiving Day breakfast, before the big meal later on?
Sometimes, but not usually. You did what you ever had to do for breakfast because the main event was coming up. So, that's what I kind of did.
I was always assured of some coffee cake on Thanksgiving morning.
Okay.
My mother had some Sara Lee going.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
That was part of the special stuff there.
That's good stuff.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
So she did that up. Again, happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Yeah, to everybody who's like, because it's different this year. Last year, we were all afraid and staying home and not seeing family and loved ones. And some folks still not doing that. But there are others who are moving around. I could tell, Greg, last night I got on 285 around 6 o'clock. And I could go around this town like I was going around Atlanta Motor Speedway. Everybody's gone.
You're doing your Pascual Perez?
Everybody's gone. I'm saying, because usually this thing backs up.
Yeah,
I went over the top
right.
end of the perimeter, cross over there at 400 where it always slows down. Never touched my brakes. I said, these folks are gone, man. they're already out of town.
By the way, our producer, Garrett, again, join us real quick here because he's got some trivia he's going to do with us later on in the show, too. Do you know my reference when I say Pascual Perez? When I said that to Sam?
Maybe. I don't know.
No, I'm not trying. I swear to you, when I ask you that, I'm not trying to catch you or make you feel bad.
I don't know.
But this was
that was two stadiums ago.
Dude, but listen, there are vets in here. People remember Hank Aaron stuff.
When you put it in that perspective, that was two stadiums ago.
But it's a famous story having to do with the Atlanta Braves and this story, and it's now become part of Braves lore. And I just wondered if people know about it. We do this all the time where we bring people up on. By the way, you got me so worked up, I even forgot to say good morning, Georgia. Good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
Okay. All right. I see where you're at. And for you folks in Tyrone, Georgia, there's a special little hug for you there.
Okay.
We do this all the time. We let people know about things that have happened they may not know about. It may be because they're younger or whatever, but they should know about it. Pascual Perez, Garrett, was acquired by the Atlanta Braves. I forgot where he got traded from. Was it San Diego? Where did he come from to the Braves, Sam? You remember?
That's who he got in a fight with, was San Diego.
Okay. Well, anyway.
The Padres. That was the riot. Make sure and Google that when you get a chance. Braves and Padres battle, the rumble.
Basically, what we're talking about here is the time when baseball players didn't travel with people. They didn't have a staff. They didn't have a crew of people that they came with. When they got traded, they got put on a plane from wherever, and they were told game time is 7 o'clock. There's going to be a car waiting for you, and this is who you call when you get to town and just show up at the stadium. And that's what Pascual did. He got to Atlanta and somehow got on 285 and could not find the exit for the stadium and continued to drive around.
Yep.
285.
Yep.
And that's a famous story. He missed the game or didn't get there till.
They missed the start of the game. He got there late, and the team, I think, had a losing streak. I think they broke their losing streak that game, which the Braves in those days had many losing streaks. And but I think they broke out of the losing streak that night.
So when somebody gets lost or caught on 285 and keeps going in circles, you reference Pascual Perez.
The team made for him a blue windbreaker with I-285 on the back.
They what? Say that again?
They made a blue the team that especially designed blue windbreaker for him that he would wear with I-285 on the back of it.
See, now you're telling me something I didn't even know.
Yeah.
I actually have a picture of it. I just found it. So as soon as you said about it, I found the picture. Very quick. I'll tweet it out. This is pretty
good. Very organically. Again, before we jump into this college football, I want to let you know about this real quick. Reference from these Thanksgiving Day games, which, by the way, you will hear the early one if you can't watch it right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The team that's been there the longest, playing the longest, has a losing record. You're not surprised at that, Mr. Crenshaw. The Lions are 37-42-2.
Serving people cold pumpkin pie, but go ahead.
On Thanksgiving Day.
Pumpkin pie.
The Cowboys have a winning record.
You got to watch that after eating
31
pumpkin pie.
21-1.
I'm just saying.
The Bears, who played the next most, 19-15-1. And the Packers, believe it or not, are a push. They're 14-14 with two ties. So there you go. A more insignificant, but yet Thanksgiving Day game records, acknowledgments, whatever.
The pregame press box fair for the media was.
Sam got a problem. If y'all just tuning in, Sam and Greg Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. As we get ready for three games today, Mr. Crenshaw is boycotting one of them. He's got a problem with the Lions being host and playing, and then the bigger problem is that he's actually had to cover this game in the past, and there's a sour taste in his mouth. By the way, a cold sour taste.
Yeah, really.
From
frozen,
the times.
Frozen, because, I mean, I'm looking at a monitor here. Of course, they're getting ready to bring back the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York, and Al Roker and them out there like they're freezing. But, I mean, they do a big Thanksgiving Day Parade in Detroit as well. They have a great tradition.
Sure.
And I remember just being there before going to see the Falcons and, you know, cover the Falcons and Lions. Just turning on the TV that morning and seeing, boy, those folks sure look cold out there for that parade. Man, and it snowed.
Yeah.
And it snowed the night before. And they're still out there. It's what they do. And the thing that gets me about Detroit is when they come on TV today, you're going to tune in, and the place is going to be pretty full. And I'm like, you know, don't they know how you shake up your ownership and say we want some better product? I mean, we figured it out years ago here in Atlanta. We bought the tickets and didn't go to the game. You know, we set a record for no shows. The Falcons did one year.
Yeah.
And that's when the ownership kind of got a clue. Well, I guess we need to do some things a little differently. The folks going back and not show up and have the game. Because back then you had the blackout rule. If you didn't sell out your game, you couldn't watch it. And no, Falcons fans sold out the game and didn't go.
Right.
You know, so why can't the folk in Detroit do that?
Because they got nothing else going on. Like, we have options here, and maybe they just don't want to be out.
Do they want to keep watching that? They want to keep watching that?
I'm asking you a question, man. I'm just telling you, folks down there. Listen, this is a city that doesn't have or hasn't in the past had hope.
No, everything else in that town is won. At some point.
What, they're talking about two different things here. Well, regardless of whether or not they've won or not, they still, and they have great periods where they don't win, but yet still fill up those stadiums.
Right.
Red Wings ain't won in a minute.
But what
they did in the night, you just talked about stuff that happened in the past. Don't translate. They won in the 90s. Chris Draper and Chelios.
Well, the Lions ain't never won.
What you call them boys ain't walking through the door no more.
The toothless cat.
Steve
Azerman won a game.
Steve Yzerman is not coming through that door anymore.
But
nor
they
is
have.
Joe Dumars. Nor is Lambeer.
But they did.
Again, neither is Kurt Gibson. But what they did in the 80s and the 90s still does not translate to now. And the folks in that region, well, and by the way, we could be talking about Michigan and Michigan State. Got me knocking pictures off the wall.
Why are you
man?
Knocking stuff off the wall,
I'm,
man?
Because you get
what's
me all worked up. I'm trying to explain to you why. And again, I got no dog in this fight. I really don't. I just happen to know, because I have questioned this in the past too. Why does this place, why does this city, why does this area of the country, who once used to be the shining star of America, I mean, this was the motor industry, automobile industry, ran out of Detroit.
We talk about the big three across the lakes right there. You talk about Chicago, Detroit, and Cleveland. Those used to be like joints. Those used to be places.
Right, but here's the thing: there was no one industry that ran Cleveland. There was no one industry that ran Chicago, but there was for Detroit. And once that industry did whatever it has done throughout the course of years, we know about people leaving that region. We know about the poverty that's there. But yet, regardless, those sports teams always enjoyed a packed house, and that always just intrigued me. How is it that you guys have had all these jobs leave, and we see what the city looks like, but yet, man, you got a full Joe Louis Arena or Cobalt Hall Arena. I'm saying it wrong. She's going to give me a correction here a little bit. Or what was it, the Palace at Auburn Hills and all those other places.
They moved back in town. They're not at Auburn Hills anymore.
It was a place.
They weren't at Auburn Hills real long.
No, they weren't. By the way, that thing was sitting there for the longest time, too. But Silver Dome?
No, the Silver Dome is sitting there just eroding.
They can't get it. Well, I think somebody bought it.
Did they?
Finally. Yeah, I think somebody did. And they would always go to the games. They would always support the teams. And years ago, even before we started doing a show together, I always found that just head-scratching. Because, like, where y'all getting the money from to go to these games, and yet we hear about the city being the way it is? So, anyway, the point is you got a problem with this city and how you were treated, or the fact that the Lions have never won a Super Bowl or even been a part of a Super Bowl.
They've been part of it. They've hosted it.
No, I said the Lions, not the city.
The Lions were the Lions.
The Lions
stadium.
The stadium hosted it.
Yeah. The players were out there probably parking cars or something.
Oh, now see that you. I'm glad this is you this time.
Yeah.
Normally it's me sticking foot in mouth. You gonna get them folks mad at you, man? And it's gonna be a while before you get invited over here for a Detroit pizza.
Yeah, and I won't get. Right, I won't have to go back there and eat cold pumpkin pie before I watch the Lions play a football game.
I'm gonna let you know about some jobs in front
and
of
hear
and behind
that, and
the
hear
camera.
That fight song. Hear that fight song.
Hey, listen, it's an excuse to go to the Motown Museum up there. Go up there and see where Smokey recorded from.
I've been there.
Okay, well, see, there's a reason to go up there.
Oh, yeah.
Again, Cassie call coming up later on in the hour, but up next, we're going to switch gears and talk basketball with DeSean Tate, who, by the way, I'm going to let him know about. He's listening right now about this conversation.
I'm sure he
we
agrees.
We know where DeSean's from.
I'm sure he agrees.
Okay, we'll find out in a minute if he picks up the phone. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9 The Game.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Take us with you on the Odyssey app.
And now, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, RankingsAtlanta.com Sports Flash, the SEO agency of choice for personal injury law firms.
I'm Caleb Johnson. The Hawks have now gone from a six-game losing streak to a six-game winning streak after last night's 124-106 comfortable win over the struggling San Antonio Spurs. Trae Young led Atlanta with 31 points as eight Hawks players finished in double figures. Young says it was important to snap a recent road skid that had kept the Hawks from seeing a win on the road since October 27th.
That was just the main focus coming into tonight, is just breaking that streak of losing on the road. And we wanted to come in, and even though it's a tough place to play on the road, come in and get a win.
Thanksgiving Day in the NFL starts off with a matchup that might have you flipping the channel to watch a doc show, as the 3-7 Bears without quarterback Justin Fields, who suffered crack ribs last week, face off against the 0-9-1 Lions at 12:30. Raiders and Cowboys square off in the afternoon game at 4:30, while Bills at the Saints finishes off the day's matchups at 8:20. All of those games can be heard right here on 92.9. After Penn State's James Franklin received a decade deal earlier this week, fellow Big Ten coach Mel Tucker, who previously served as UGA's defensive coordinator until 2018, is receiving his own 10-year, $95 million deal to stay at Michigan State. This comes just days after the Spartans crumbled 56-7 to Ohio State, but also days after Tucker was linked to other coaching vacancies in college football. Keeping you up to date on Atlanta sports when it happens, I'm Caleb Johnson from the Mobile Kia Studios. On your home of Sunday's Falcons-Jaguars game, kickoff at 1, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you on the Odyssey app. At some point, Sam, I have got to tell Garrett my Chuck Berry story. I have told before on the show, but when Chuck left town before the show was over.
Oh, yeah.
I have to tell him that story. Anyway, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. If you have to go out, run errands, go to the store, pick up some stuff before the family gets over, if you're going somewhere, take us with you on the Odyssey app. We got a full day of football action. You can hear it all right here. And you got Sam and I until 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
We couldn't be happier to be a part of this. And let's do this again because he talked over me that last top of the hour.
What's
here?
Wrong?
Good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
Your last one sounded kind of tepid. And I quick reach out to everybody in Tyrone, Georgia.
Wonderful Tyrone, Georgia.
Tyrone, Georgia.
Yeah, way down there on the south side of
it. Yeah. Yes. But it's time to talk basketball.
Yep.
Now, last time we had our Deshaun Tate on, we talked a lot of college basketball, and we'll get to that in just a second. But we're actually going to start off with a sport I know he hates, but it's it's from his region. And we want to get Deshaun's thoughts, being a East Lansing resident, his thoughts on Mel Tucker signing with Michigan State and his 10-year contract he just got. Do you have any thoughts? Are you going to come out with this "I hate football, I don't know nothing about it" kind of stance again?
No, I'll let it slide just this once because it is Michigan State. Grand rising, gentlemen. Happy Turkey Day. I'll tell you what, I'm kind of mad at Caleb for doing the sports flash, putting a little bit too much emphasis on how Michigan State crumbled to Ohio State. But nonetheless, I'm happy about the Mel Tucker.
Yeah, a little salty about that, this boy. Okay, all right.
Yeah, just a little bit. Yeah, just a little bit. No, obviously I'm happy about the extension that Mel Tucker is going to get. You go 2-5 last year and 9-2 so far this year. The battle of Deshaun Tate and Mike Conte is coming up this weekend, Penn State and Michigan State. I don't know what to say. I'm really happy to have a coach that other people wants as well. That always makes a big difference. Spent some time here in SEC country as well as a coordinator for Georgia. He's been around for a while, and I think some of that experience is starting to show at Michigan State. I think it's pretty deserving.
All right. Well, Garrett wanted to know if it's now a football school instead of a basketball school.
A two-sport program. We do two over here. Been the Final Four in both sports.
Oh, all right.
There you go. Oh, that was a good comeback.
How about that?
That was a good one.
He was loaded and ready for that one.
There you go, Garrett.
Before we get to college, talk a little NBA last night and what's happened with this Hawks. It seems like coming home has been good for them. They came home and they were able to carry it on the road. You had, what, 8 guys in double figures last night? Trae Young scores 31, and they have that many guys in double figures. What does it tell you about that team right now?
Yeah, you stole my stat. 6 guys in eight guys, rather.
Sorry, man. Sorry.
No, it's okay. It's okay. Your luckiest Thanksgiving. I'll let you have it just this once. Just don't make it a habit.
No, all right, man.
Listen, this is a team. I've heard of the term, you win some, you lose some. Well, in this case, you win 6. Lose 6 and you win 6. And so that's what the Hawks have done. And what I think has really changed and one of the bigger difference makers for me, what seems like the elephant in the room and sticking out like a sore thumb, is Lou Williams coming in off the bench, actually getting some time, something that we didn't see nearly as much in some of those losses. But, when this team, I noticed when they were going on the losses and on that losing streak and they tend to get flustered and calls not going their way and those things. Lou Williams is instant offense, and that's something that everybody knows. But not only that, he is the veteran leader, the guy with the most experience on this team, particularly in the playoffs, amongst other things. And he can bring these guys together, get them on the same accord, and keep heads cool and things like that. So I'm happy to see him getting some more time, and they're just playing overall much better. We'll see how that looks. One game on the road, now it's time to get ready to go another game on the road against a team that's won three of their last 5 games against Memphis.
I want to mention one guy, Clint Capella. He's got a double-double, and I think that last year when things were really rolling for this team, to me it was when he was getting a double-double a game. Last night, 11 points, 13 rebounds. If he does that consistently, that's a key to Hawks winning, too.
It definitely is. And Clint is one of those guys that, you know, they obviously rely upon to be defensive anchor, rebounding leader and champion, defending coming off of last year. But just being able to get the production out of Cam in that second unit, if there could be some consistency. We saw it at the beginning of the season, at the very, very beginning, and then it started to dwindle a little bit. Now we're kind of seeing it a little bit more, so I think that's something that's obviously really good. The question here will never really be moving forward. Two things, the Atlanta Hawks in terms of scoring the basketball, but getting stops on the other end. And not only that, I just want to really see this team be able to play the teams that are of lesser quality than they are. You know, see them play them the same way that they do the teams that, you know, they expect to defend for world championships or contend for world championships and conference championships as well.
That is DeShawn Tate. He's joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com on this Thanksgiving morning. Staying in the division right now, we know Miami's going to be what they are, but Washington and Charlotte, they right now are up on the Hawks. Not by much, but again, it's early in the season. Of those two, or both of them in your mind, which one is the one that's going to sustain itself and be there and be a contender probably throughout the season, if you had to guess?
Yeah. I don't know. I think that one's going to be tough. I mean, both of them are playing really well and one of the more youthful rosters in the league. I honestly have them at about a 50-50. I'm not sure. I think they're going to both be right there on the outside or barely on the outside looking in and or barely on the inside playing in the play-in, if you will, mm-hmm. of the postseason. The concern for me with a team like Charlotte, they never really have the bigs. They have the guard play, they have the wings, but they have inexperienced bigs, and some of the experienced bigs that they do have not really bringing the production and the contribution. For how long did we see guys like Bismack Biyombo on the roster? And, you know, now I think they have always had like a Plumlee or a Zeller on the team
seems
that works
like it.
Really hard. Yeah. But not really given exactly what you need. And I think that's one of their biggest issues, and that's not necessarily the problem with Washington. So I think it is 50-50. If I had to go one or the other, I'd probably say it's Washington because they also were a team that made the playoffs last year, and Charlotte was on the outside.
Folks, we are spending time. Please be spending some time with on this Thanksgiving morning with DeShawn Tate. He is social. You can find him on Twitter at Tate's Takes Hoop, at Tate's Takes Hoops. Where he has talks all things basketball, all levels. I got one more NBA thing for you. LeBron James, what's your take on the whole thing with him this week? Because he was back last night. He had a big game last night.
Yeah, this is crazy. Just thinking about it, the simple fact that had Isaiah Stewart been the one doing something like that to LeBron James, I feel like
please.
LeBron James would still be on the floor holding his face, rolling around on the ground right now. So. But listen, outside of that, it's something that's not called for in this league. He's the face of this league. We all understand that. We all overstand that. It looked like a dirty play, but who am I from my neck of the woods on the basketball I grew up on talking about guys making dirty plays? So I totally get that part as well. It's a physical game. Some things are uncalled for, but I don't think that you necessarily have to go back, you know, and look at this thing from multiple different angles to see. I mean, LeBron James, one thing I had a hard time getting over is when you do something like that, what appears to be intentional, and then turning around and extending your arms almost as if it's like, are you okay? I hope he's okay type of deal. That's kind of a hard pill to swallow for me personally, and I expect some bad blood between the two teams when they do get a chance to play again, at least between the two players.
Listen, DeShawn, we got some folks that need to know what's going on over there on the flats. Let's go down to college here for a minute in Georgia Tech right now. Now, Sam railed a couple weeks ago, when once again, in his mind, they hid that Georgia Tech-Georgia game. All right, they played it up in Athens, but for whatever reason, it didn't get the focus and the
Well, it was on a Friday night during high school football playoffs.
So he thinks that game should be in a more prominent spot.
It ought to be like this weekend when they play the football game. How about that?
So, anyway, your thoughts before we get on out of here on what's going on. We know Georgia's struggling, but Georgia Tech so far this year, something to keep an eye on?
Yeah, maybe. I think that this is a team that, you know, will definitely – you mentioned talking about this basketball team in which they, you know, have a lot of experience and going to get some wins in the ACC. They're going to get there's going to be some losses there as well. Really good guard play, like we were talking about the Charlotte Hornets. When you start talking about in the front court, they need some help there as well, especially when you're when you have the ACC Player of the Year departing. It's going to be a tough road for them, but I do expect for them to be right there to make a run at the NCAA tournament and at least to get in.
Yeah, these guys are sitting at 4-1 right now, so it is a good story coming out. Anyway, listen, Deshaun, we are not done with you. We're just getting started, but wanted to just tap into your knowledge on this Thanksgiving morning and let folks know you're going to be coming back, and we're going to be talking a whole lot more college basketball and, of course, some NBA with you. But in the meantime, enjoy your Thanksgiving, partner.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you guys. At Tate's Take Hoops on the Twitter. Happy Paterky Day.
All right. There you go. And I was just going to ask him to put that out there. And see, we got through this, and you didn't have nothing to say bad about his home state.
Well,
and then playing in that first game today, which you can hear right here on Sports Radio 92.9.
The one with the cold pumpkin pie.
Yeah, that one. Yeah. Coming up next, I'm going to let you know about some jobs. It's a casting call. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you on the Odyssey app. Dusty Hill, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It's Sam and Greg on this Thanksgiving morning. Good morning, Georgia. That was just an extra one I threw in there,
I know.
Sam.
Why are you throwing it? Morning.
Because it's Thanksgiving. You ain't got to come. Well, it's just me. It's just me doing that. I'm feeling a certain way,
okay,
you know?
Because
we got a lot of stuff to do here. It's Thanksgiving. We haven't talked much about, you know, some of these traditions having to do with these teams that regularly play, not the third game.
Yeah.
You know, not so much the Saints and that matchup.
But you know what? It's been a while that New Orleans has had a chance to host that. They've hosted that thing, I think, several times. New Orleans has played the late game of the Thanksgiving Day, you know.
Since 2006. I mean, actually, I don't have those numbers in front of me, how many times the participants in the third game, that's when it started, have played in that game. But we do have some stuff from the two teams who have been playing at it since the, one in the 30s and one in the 60s, which we'll get into a second. But let me tell you real quick here about 92.9thegame.com/casting call. It is the list where you will see the opportunities as an extra in front of the camera. Like, there's a need for young girls this week, man. When I say young girls, I'm talking 4 to 10 years old. Okay.
And what?
Well, they need to be photo doubles.
Okay.
They are going to be photo doubles, and that one pays a little bit more than regular extra work. Okay. This is for Staircase. Hilton Casting's doing this one, the HBO Max series. Seeking Caucasian girls, 4 to 10 years old.
Okay.
1, 4 to 6 years old for one of the actors in the show, and then 7 to 9 years old for another actor in the show. One with blonde hair, one with brown hair. You'll see the breakdown up on the website. So, again, this is for Hilton Casting, Staircase. Hilton Casting is also doing P-Valley. There's needs for that. Legacy's still looking for people. But the point of this is, during the holidays in the past, I've shut this down. I mean, there's just been nothing going on as far as productions, shooting, like tomorrow or yesterday. But they worked right up until today, and they will get back at it tomorrow, and some will shoot over the weekend. Maybe not all big budget stuff, but there's work there. This is also a great time to get into the database of the casting directors. So I have the list of the casting directors that are there, and you can just reach out to their Facebook page, Twitter page, their website, and find out what they're casting, but also how to register yourself. I will tell you, and I have to say this to be responsible across the board, if you're not vaccinated, that's going to be a problem. If you're vaccinated, cool, you're good to go. All right, so those are the decisions that are being made. And by the way, speaking of vaccinations, there are a lot of people who aren't that have been on crews that have made business decisions not to get the vaccination. So there are job openings behind the camera, and I walk you through finding those. It's already at Georgia.org. So again, work is continuing, and it's getting busy, and it's going to get even busier. And look at what have I been doing, man, for years.
Yep.
10 years. I'm just a dude who wants you to get these jobs.
Telling folks about
here,
jobs.
And there's money flying through the air. I was telling somebody last week, Sam. All right, I ain't mentioning no names. This is a true story.
Okay.
Okay. Somebody who I know who used to be a in law enforcement is now retired. All right. And this particular county that he worked in has productions going on. Well, when you make a deal with that particular county, and everything's a little different. It's like when we shoot in Atlanta, you got to get permits from the city. They close down these streets. They cost this much. And there are people who on set are working security, but then the city also has people around, or the county working in security too. And this dude is making well over $50 an hour.
Really?
Working security.
Whoa.
Okay.
Wow.
And I'm not telling you where and what, but because he was law enforcement,
mm-hmm.
this is, and like I said, he's retired or semi-retired, and he's making this money. My point is, regardless of your situation, you probably have some, or you may have something that lends itself to being a part of these productions, whether it's working security, and now he's trying to become a consultant because he's looked out at some of these scenes that are being shot, and he's going, cop would never hold a gun like that, or they would never drive like that trying to chase down a car. So he's seeing things that don't look authentic, and that might morph into, you know, being a consultant on some of these projects. There are people, that, and then listen, every project, or most every project, has consultants on to make sure there's authenticity. Whether it's a medical personnel on there helping out, like with the show The Resident, or there's people who know horses, and they're on set showing people how to ride a horse properly or to do this with these animals. So again, many, many opportunities. You guys got any more questions about this stuff? Greg.Clarkson, Odyssey.com. If I can't answer them, I will point you toward the people who can as best as I can. And again, you can see the list also up on Get Cast with Greg on Twitter. Having said that,
yes,
let's get back to some of this stuff that happens on Thanksgiving in these games and just overall today too, because, you know, there's a lot of stuff that happened. You talked about not wanting to watch the Lions game, which is the first game we're going to have it for you, Lions and Bears.
Right.
On this date, back in the day, he doesn't get his name mentioned too much, but you can't forget this dude. You talked about John Madden, folks forgetting what kind of football coach he was. Well, there was a guy whose name, when you mention it, brings a snarl or some sort of reaction to your face, but you forget what he used to do. And this was the day that O.J. Simpson ran for 273 yards on Thanksgiving Day against the Lions. And that was, I don't know if it's still a record, but it was forever. And the person across the hall from me tells me she and her father were at that game.
Really?
She was brought as a young girl to that game and was there that day O.J. did it against the Lions.
Okay.
So a lot of stuff, again, that happens on this day. But when it comes to tailgating, there are two different things, or pregame. There are two different ways they go about it in these two different cities, and it's funny. Like the Lions, they got a group of like 100 diehard Lions fans. They show up every year. They, you know, they cook the four or five turkeys. They get started at 9 a.m. in Detroit's Eastern Market, which is, at least this year, they say it's at 124 Montcalm Street. I'm probably pronouncing that wrong.
Okay.
All right. So they do it. And, of course, you got people that drive, and you got a woman who drove 4 or 5 hours from the Upper Peninsula. I'm not even going to try and pronounce this town.
Okay.
Gortzville, Michigan, from the Upper Peninsula,
yeah,
to Detroit.
UP.
Yeah, exactly. She'd be happy to know you call it that.
That's what I've heard people refer to it as. UP.
Yes, they do. They do.
Yeah.
But now in Dallas, it's a little bit different. They have a Turkey Bowl game. They had it yesterday. You know who hosts it?
Who?
Roger Staubach.
Really?
Roger Staubach. Do you remember his of course you do. His nickname?
Roger the Dodger.
Well, that's one of them. Well, geez, that means he had two of them.
Okay.
Captain America?
Captain America.
American winning
team. America's team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He holds an annual Turkey Bowl game at AT&T Stadium, day before Thanksgiving.
Now, who plays in that?
I guess they choose some folks, and they come. And he's 79 years old right now. With the exception of last year, they've played it every year. This stadium's been around. And Roger hosts this game. And so, again, a little bit different. The team dinners are a little bit different. Now, I'm not getting into what Detroit puts out, because you're going to get worked up into a lather again.
But that was that's what was for the media before the game. So, I mean, hopefully they didn't serve some other people cold pumpkin pie.
All right, night before Thanksgiving is not necessarily team dinner for the Cowboys or the Lions. They don't want to eat before the game. They do it the day after. Jerry Jones hosts a huge Thanksgiving meal Friday at his house. tradition, Thanksgiving meal dishes. He got out there, him and his wife put together a thing. So at Jerry's, in the suites in AT&T Stadium, for all the Cowboy suite holders, as well as those access to the club areas, here's what they get. We got about 11,000 pounds of turkey.
Whoa.
7,600 pounds of Cowboys mac and cheese. 4,600 pounds of cornbread, 4,100 pounds of ham, 2,300 pounds of potato puree, 235 gallons of cranberry sauce.
Yeah. Do we need to like this? Because a lot of people are like concerned about expanding parts of their body today when they're working. Do you have to mention the pounds?
Yeah, because this is the way they have it listed.
But you don't have to say because
well, folks ain't going to gain no weight listening
to me. They just might. You know, on a day like today. I'm just saying, I'm sure there are a lot of people saying, why you got to mention the weight today? You know, why you have to do that?
So right, I'll just finish up with this 175 pounds of whipped cream for desserts. And the same amount of pounds and gallons of things they do for it's provided by, who is it they say? Legends Hospitality in Dallas and Levy Restaurants in Detroit. And it's the same amount of tonnage of food, but they do it the next day. For as far as the team and the players, because they don't want them to get loaded up. I mean, there's stuff in the rooms, but a lot of these players, you know, they got rituals before games. They eat a certain thing. They, you know, they got to sleep before a game. They do things a little bit differently to prep. So then you want to get filled up on Thanksgiving food. Before you go out there and play a game.
No.
So we got some Thanksgiving games by the numbers. We'll get to that later on. And some folks celebrating a birthday today. Everybody from Joe DiMaggio would have been celebrating a birthday to a guy who's got 3 Super Bowl rings and a whole bunch of NASCAR championships. 81 years old today. Who am I talking about?
Whole lot of them?
Well, he got a few. Got some NASCAR championships, and he got 3 Super Bowl rings.
Oh, coach.
There you go, Joe Gibbs.
Joe Gibbs.
So, yeah. Coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to talk to Jeff Schultz with the Athletic, formerly the AJC. Also talk about today's matchups. We'll talk about our Falcons, too, and some NFL action. But, again, want to remind you, if you want to find out about these job opportunities, you go to 929thegame.com/castingcall, and you will see the list there. You can also hear it again on Tuesday with me and Ramona on V103 and with Cannon on Star 94. That's coming up. So a lot of times for you to get these jobs. It's Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 929 The Game, 929thegame.com, and take us with you on the Odyssey app.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.